Good morning, KVEC listeners. I'm Jim Phillips, and we have the Ennis Regional Medical Center back in studio today. We're talking about KVEC health tips with Dr. John Sullivan, who is the Chief of Staff and Medical Director of Surgery at Ennis Regional Medical Center. John, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You are here to talk to us about Colon Rectal Cancer Awareness Month. Tell us how that came about and your role within that.
From my understanding, there was President Clinton who in 2000 was bothered enough by the American Cancer Society to say, hey, look, heart disease has its month, February. We want our month because we're the number two killer of the United States. And so in 2000, colon rectal cancer being one of the most preventable forms of cancer was named as the given the month of March for its recognition and for us to all recognize that this is a time to think about screening.
I was shocked. I did a little research before you came in. 22 million people, or a third of the people that are above the age of 55, have not taken the time to be screened. Tell me what's involved in the screening process and why people are so reluctant to do it. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I think the gold standard of screening tests for colon cancer is really a colonoscopy, which is a little bit more involved than an X-ray test or a blood test because it does require a day of preparation, essentially cleaning out the colon. And then the day of is kind of the easy part where people get to take a nap. But it is a procedure that goes on inside of a hospital. There are some risks to it. And so it's not just a walk in the park, oh, I'm going to draw my lab at the doctor's office. And quite frankly, a lot of people think that that's a private area that they don't want to talk to doctors about. They don't want anyone to look at. And there are lots of people who've gone through their whole lives without even having a single rectal exam.
Well, I went through it at age 50. My doctor said, go get the colonoscopy. They found, in my case, two or three small things called a polyp. Tell me what a polyp actually is and what the concern is there when you go through this testing process and the doctor tells you that, oh, you've got a polyp.
Well, that's actually a fabulous finding. I tell people I'd much rather be a polyp plucker than a colon cancer surgeon because polyps really are pre-cancer lesions. And that's where we really can make a difference with colon cancer is by removing those polyps, they didn't have an opportunity to grow, continue their DNA mutation into a real cancer. And we've now identified somebody who's at increased risk for forming more polyps and getting colon cancer.
So am I mistaken then when I thought these, after having a colonoscopy, that he found these three small polyps, he'd remove those then at that time at the colonoscopy?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
We remove them, send them off to
something today.
We send them off to a pathologist, and then we can identify by the cell type, the size, and the number of polyps. We make recommendations about when you need to come back. So if you had no polyps, the current recommendation is you can go 10 years because you're already in such a low-risk category.
Okay.
If somebody is a polyp former, well, we may recommend you come back in 3 or 5, again, because we want to pluck those polyps and not ever find colon cancer.
So talk to me then about other risk factors. Do you look at family history? Do you look at weight? Do you look at what goes into the risk of colon rectal cancer?
Well, family history really is a big one, but we have to remember that because of the prevalence of colon cancer, the certain risk factors like smoking is associated with lung cancer just aren't as strong. And so there are a lot of incidental or spontaneous forms of colon cancer that aren't family related. Absolutely. If somebody has a strong enough family history, we may even recommend screening earlier than age 50. And then, of course, if there's such a strong family history and there's Amsterdam criteria, where we may even recommend genetic testing, much like there is for the breast cancer gene,
okay,
we now have identified there are colon cancer genes.
What's the risk?
The risk for a standard American of forming polyps, probably 18 to 20% of Americans are polyp formers. In a lifetime, it's 2 or 3 per 1,000 people will develop colon cancer. But that's kind of a moving target because as we get better with screening and plucking more polyps, of course, that number actually goes down. And the VA is a classic example where we've now reduced the incidence, that is the likelihood of finding colon cancer, almost 300% by performing colon rectal cancer screening.
Wow. I mean, that's huge number, obviously, and making a basic difference in people's lives before they ever hear the bad word, you know, the C word that nobody wants to address in cancer. But it really does come down to just taking control of your body, doing what's necessary, and telling the doctor, hey, I want this screening done. Is there anything special about Ennis Regional Medical Center and some of the processes and procedures and situations that you do when dealing with colon rectal cancer? What do you guys bring to the table?
I think the greatest asset that we have at Ennis Regional is that it is small, it's very private, and it's very familial. Unlike large centers, which can be rather impersonal and people get lined up in a big row and everyone's kind of looking around at who's next to them and who's in their what gown, we have individual pre-op waiting areas for the individual patients. It's generally just me performing the colonoscopies that day. I always get to see my patient beforehand and afterwards. And because it is small town, I already know a lot of the people I'm screening.
Oh, that's awesome.
So as compared to being the big, like I say, the big anthill with a bunch of anonymous ants coming in and out and no one really knows and nobody really cares who you are, you're just another number. At Ennis Regional, I treat you just like I would treat a family member.
How long have you been there as an individual?
15 years going on now.
Wow. Living in Ennis, do you like it?
Live in Ennis, wouldn't have it any other way.
Great community.
I'm a small town guy and it absolutely fits my personality.
That's fantastic. Hey, and they're blessed to have you. I can tell already by the compassion you bring to the interview. Talk to me a little bit about the capabilities of detecting and treating colon rectal cancer at ERMC.
Well, of course, we're the number one form of prevention is performing colonoscopies. And so we do probably between 10 and 15 colon cancer screenings or colonoscopies every week.
Wow.
And it's not one particular morning. I have the flexibility, being both the chief of staff and the director of surgery, I kind of pick my days. So some people want to do a preparation at home on a Sunday, have their scope done on Monday, and they only miss one day of work. Other people want to make it a midday break. And I say, hey, this is a real medical reason to be out of work, is to do your prep one day, to have a scope the next day. If you want to do it on a Wednesday, that's entirely up to you.
I need to throw a couple of plugs in here real quick. One of the things that our listeners always ask us for is how do they get in contact with everybody at different organizations? When it comes to Ennis Regional Medical Center, they're going to call or look up at their website, which obviously www, we all know that anymore. It's ennisregional.com, or our listeners can always call 855-875-ERMC. That's 1-855-875-3762. Always for more information and anything else that you need to know about these certain topics. We've got about a minute and a half to go, Dr. John. Just tell me how you'd like to wrap it up and address colon rectal cancer month.
Well, I would say that unlike other forms of colon or other forms of cancer screening, that colon cancer screening really is an opportunity to nip cancer before it ever becomes cancer. Compared to mammograms, which help early detection, or pap smears, which are early detection, PSA levels. Yeah, early detection is one thing. This is actually finding pre-cancer, removing pre-cancer, and identifying who is at risk to develop cancer without ever getting cancer. So I would much rather be the polyp plucker than the colon cancer surgeon. And let me pluck your polyps anytime, and we won't have to talk about real surgery.
Oh, it's hard not to laugh and keep my concentration here. I never thought I would call a doctor a polyp plucker, but Dr. John Sullivan, Chief of Staff and Medical Director for Surgery at Ennis Regional Medical Center, thank you for coming in today. Thank you for being our guest.
Thanks.
Listeners, if you're out there, you got any questions, please, please, this is one of those ones I can't tell you from even a personal standpoint. We can prevent colon rectal cancer if we, meaning you, take control of your body and simply go out there and get the screening done, get the colonoscopy done today. The resources are out there. There's no sense not to beat this thing. Let's get colon rectal cancer to the same level as we have breast cancer and prostate cancer and all the other ones. Let's make it a distant memory. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do?
No Absolutely doubt. Preventable.
Thank you, Dr. John. We appreciate you. Dr. John Sullivan, as I said, Chief of Staff Medical Director of Surgery for Ennis Regional Medical Center. Thanks for listening in, fans. This is the Ennis Regional Medical Center KBC Health Tip segment. Thanks for listening in. We're going to go to the flea market and Ken Roberts and the guys. Have a good one.